Looking back on July 11, the day in 1979 when Skylab returned to the Earth, breaking up over Western Australia, they say it caused a spectacular light show, but in the lead-up, they expected more than that.
What goes up must come down. 90% of the world's population, that's 4 billion people, are theoretically at risk.
In 1987, on July 11, Bob Hawke became the first Labor leader to win three successive federal elections.
The first thing I want to say is to thank the Leader of the Opposition, John Howard, for the generosity of the comments that he made.
And speaking of great Labor leaders, Gough Whitlam was born on this day in 1916. The former Prime Minister died aged 98 in 2014.
I do not believe that that election established the propriety of what Kerr had done or Barwick had done.
To the July 11 birthdays, Richie Sambora is 60 today. The former guitarist with Bon Jovi has had some solo success, but is best known for co-writing and playing on hits like this. Actress Lisa Rinna turns 56. She starred in the soaps Days of Our Lives and Melrose Place.
Michael, you cannot wimp out on me now. This is too important to both of us.
Australian actress Rachel Taylor is 35. She's been doing pretty well in the US after appearing in the movie Red Dog and the TV series Headland.
I am in fact Australian. Tasmanian, actually, which is maybe a better story.
And Danish tennis player Caroline Wozniacki is 29 today. She won her first major title here in Australia. Finally, one of Hollywood's greats was born on this day in 1920. Yul Brynner, the star of such classics as The King and I, The Magnificent Seven, Westworld, and The Ten Commandments, died aged 65 in 1985.
Your shadow fell between me and my father, between me and my fame, between me and my queen.
Remembering Yul Brynner on July 11.